The Christmas Wish on Hot 91.9.
Just trying to sort out bits and pieces behind the scenes here. It's like being a duck on water. Everything on the surface looks sort of all right.
Yes.
But my goodness,
the scenes
are paddling like mad behind the scenes. Okay, Si, you've got the details of the person that we need to call.
I do.
Okay. Let's call Mum.
Okay.
And have a word with her.
Hello?
Liz?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm all right. Geez, talk about recognizing the voice straight away.
100%.
Liz, is Ryan around?
Yes, he is.
Would he be able to chat to us?
Possible.
Oh,
hold
good
on
one.
A, hold on a, yes, of course. Hold on a second. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello, Ryan. How are you, my man? Oof, we got a dicky line here. Are you? Can you move around a bit because we can't really hear you, bud.
You can hear me now.
Yeah, we can.
There we go.
Ryan, your mom sent us an email. I want to ask you about something you did a while back. I'm going back now to 2003, Ryan Bowe. When you were taken out by the flying squad, do you remember that?
Yes, I remember.
That, according to her, Mom said that was one of the most exciting days of your life.
Yeah, it was.
What was the best part, Ryan?
Wait, hang on.
Mm. I think we should try to get Ryan back on a better line.
Yeah, no, the problem is we've only got mobile numbers for them. So.
Nah.
No.
Will says he's gonna.
Can you hear me now?
That's better. That's better.
There we go.
No, what did you do
that's
to
better.
You? That's
yes.
better. That's better. Right. Right.
So, okay. So, Ryan, what was the best part of that ride?
It was actually driving with the guys. It was very nice. And also seeing the dog unit. And the actual flying squad where we went to, mm-hmm. and meeting the rest of the guys at the main unit.
And you've still got, Mom says you've still got that certificate from the day on your bedroom wall.
Yes, I have. And also what the guy from the flying squad, he met us there, the main guy was involved, the plaque he actually made.
Oh,
man.
That's cool.
He made it out of wood and all that, and it was my name on it. And I still talk about it a lot.
That is so cool. Now, you've always wanted, you've had a dream of riding in an emergency vehicle as well.
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Simon, I'm not 100% sure how to pronounce your surname, sir.
Not a problem, Jeremy. Thanks very much for getting hold of us. It's Liza Gang. I'm the medical director at Destination Medicine Private Ambulance Service. We're a private ambulance service based in Linden, Johannesburg. And after hearing Ryan's request, we would like to invite him to join us for the day on our vehicles.
Okay, I don't know if he's on the line or if
we've
lost him.
We lost that line.
I think we have lost
him. Let's get him back. He needs to hear it.
But that is amazing. So you're gonna take him out in one of your emergency vehicles, son.
That is correct.
Okay, let's just try and break this news to him now.
Yeah.
Hello,
Ryan. You there? You're back.
Yes, no, that's better.
Yeah. Okay. Simon, Dr. Simon Lysadang from Destination Medicine Rescue in Linden is on the other line. And Ryan, they're going to be taking you out in one of the emergency vehicles.
Yeah?
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 It's what your mom said you want. And so they're going to pick you up and they're going to take you out, and you're going to spend the day with Destination Medicine Rescue, and they're going to take you out on their calls for that day. Okay, my mate?
Yes.
Shame, man.
Can you, Ryan? It's really true. It's really going to happen.
Okay, you know what? Put Mom back on the line here.
Okay, hold on.
So we can make the arrangements.
I want to speak to you. Hello.
Liz, Destination Medicine Rescue are going to do this wish for you, okay?
I did hear that. He's in a bit of a state of shock.
I hear that too.
I can imagine. Imagine. Thank you. And thank you, Dr. Lysadang. Thank you to all the gang at Destination Medicine.
And I'm sure he'll have a lovely day, and there's a few other surprises for him on the day.
Oh.
We'll make arrangements with Liz, and we will sort things out from there.
Lovely.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, my man. Thank you so much for helping us out on this wish.
And your pleasure. Have a good day, guys.
Okay. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thank you all. Thank you all very much.
It's a pleasure, Liz. And
it's much appreciated.
We want to hear how the day went, okay?
100%.
Most definitely.
Okay.
Thanks so much. Okay. Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And just for your information, Ryan is 41 years old. He was born mentally handicapped. And he's always had this wish to travel in an emergency vehicle.
Apparently, I read that his family call him the news of the world.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes, because he loves watching TV and gathering facts.
Yeah.
And he walks around the house telling everyone what he's learned.
And what's happening.
And what's happening and what's going on.
So there we go. Ryan Bowe, the news of the world.
News of the world gets to go in an ambulance.
Exactly. Thank you very much to Destination Medicine Rescue.
The Christmas Wish on Hot 91.9.